Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. And man, I thought I was blessed to have Steven Jackson sitting next to me. Now we get Eddie George and Steven Jackson. Now, as an Oregon State Beaver, I got to just tell you, I'm a Buckeye through and through. So not only is this man in the Hall of Fame, but he's a Buckeye as well. He's the Renaissance man of today. He does so many varying things to empower our next generation to greatness. Welcome, Eddie George, to Office Hours.
Glad to be on with you guys. I hope all is well out where you are.
Well, everything's terrific here. We're at the Sirius XM Studios now at the Wynn, my favorite place to be. Sixth season of Office Hours. But, you know, not only do I have an affinity towards the Buckeye Nation and you as a Buckeye and a Hall of Famer, our paths cross so many times in our career, but what I really identify with is your open mind and your skill set. A lot of athletes see themselves only as an athlete, especially if they reach the level of the Hall of Fame, only an athlete. You've done everything from Broadway, musicals, all types of philanthropy, wealth management, besides the football stuff, entrepreneurship. You're an incredible academic student. I think you went to Kellogg and got an MBA even just on your free time. But I always wonder why someone like you with all of the different options, opportunities, and touches of favor would go all in coaching as you are now and have been the head coach at Tennessee State University. What was that decision like?
Well, you know, everything that I've done prior to that, wasn't just for my interest, wasn't to scratch an itch. It was what led me to my next purpose. When I stopped playing the game of football, I had a landscape architecture firm that I started in 2003 while I was still playing. And once I retired, I jumped into that business. And quite frankly, I really didn't understand the business and I wanted to grow it and so forth. And pretty much get my ass kicked in that arena. So I decided to go to get my master's in business to kind of figure out how I can grow my business, understand, build different relationships and so forth. So when we got my master's in business at the School of Kellogg's School of Management. And from that point on, I kind of realized that the business I was in was only going to grow but so much. And that, you know, spawned me to find out what my next passion was in entrepreneurship. And that led me to wealth management. As far as the acting goes, you know, I was offered different opportunities to be in movies and to be quite honest with you, on auditions, I sucked. So I took acting classes and I jumped into theater, and I really wanted to understand the art of acting. And, you know, that those were my three E's, so to speak. It was entrepreneurship, education, and entertainment. Because I was in the entertainment world, and that whether it was commentating, acting on screen, on Broadway, wherever it was, those were my three E's. And I was doing that for a while, still doing it to some degree, up until about 2020, when everything shut down. And ironically, through a business relationship, through the wealth management side, I get a call from the president of Tennessee State University, President Glenda Glover, and she asked me to be the head coach for a football team. And I'm thinking, come on, man. You know,
that's what I was thinking.
I was like, okay, you know, we have a business relationship, you know, in terms of wealth management. I'm thinking she's going to add more money to the pot because we were doing an amazing job for her in the middle of a pandemic. And you asked me to be the head coach for your football team. I was offended. You know? But, you know, the funny part about that was I kept thinking about that ask, like, why is she asking me that? You know, and this is on the heels of Dion going to Jackson State at the time. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, okay, what would it be like if I did start a program? How would I make it different? What can I give these kids something that I didn't have while I was in college? How can I prepare them for their future, for their second act? So they're not caught in transition. They're not depressed. They're not going to go necessarily through that identity crisis, you know, that most athletes go through once their days are done. You're going to go through something emotionally, but you'll have a game plan. You know, you're going to begin the journey with the end in mind. And my mind just started going, and I was like, oh my God. I said, Eddie, don't do this, man. Please don't get excited about doing coaching, because your life completely changes. You know, there's no more Broadway. I mean, my business shifts to some degree, but it's a calling. And it truly called me to the forefront to give back to the game that gave me so much. And it's less about the X's and O's, but more about providing a what's the word I'm looking for? A self-development program through the lens of football, and preparing them for life through football while we're winning championships. So I got excited about it. I did it 4 years later. I'm still loving it. I have the opportunity to coach my youngest son, who was a FCS All-American last year in his freshman year. Just last night, got an award through the National Football Foundation for college football for being a great student athlete. And that's the part that excites me, is that I have a chance to continue to develop my son at this phase in his life, along with the other 105 sons that I've inherited. And it's been remarkable. So I say all that to say, everything that I've done, from my landscape architecture days to the acting to the financial wealth management piece to the philanthropic efforts, has prepared me to be a head coach. I didn't necessarily go through the rungs of becoming a head coach by being a GA and then becoming a position coach, then the coordinator, then the head coach. You know, I came from top down, you know, really just being a leader in the locker room and being, you know, the CEO of my own businesses, and coming from that perspective and marrying that with the X's and O's, so to speak, and hiring the right people and setting the culture and so forth. So it wasn't necessarily anything too foreign for me, but unless just organizing people and making sure that they buy into the vision consistently and holding them to a high standard and holding them accountable on a day-to-day basis.
resonate with you?
It does, man. Sound like a coach to me, you know.
And you glad you came to play again.
And you got the eligibility that they got.
Good pick. I'll take the NIL side of it. I'll take the NIL side of it.
Right. Hey, we can talk.
I have a good running back for you here. That's a senior in Vegas. But with the last name Jackson. But
and hey, we can talk like dog. Hey, does he look like you? If he runs like you, yeah. We just changed to an office that's going downhill. Inside, outside zone, everything. Everything that we made that made us successful,
yes.
That's what we're doing.
Well, you better believe it. It's in his blood. But Eddie, so first thing I gotta say is I have to give flowers to, I believe, people that deserve them. And I will say from the moment I picked up the football and I had a chance to see you on the football field, I was enamored with your style, not only the way you ran the ball, but the way you carried yourself. And you set a great example for me, right? And I just want to tell you that personally, that you were a huge motivation in my life. That said,
appreciate that.
No problem. That said, you suck. I don't think anybody like you, person that wants to do things hands-on by going back to business school or architectural firm or things like that, those are hands-on things, and those also creative outlets. But as a head coach, mm-hmm. right, to me outside looking in, it looks like you cut off something that you enjoy, and that's being creative. But how do you find time, or how do you get creative with mm-hmm. the 106 men that you're there as a head coach and as a father figure, so to speak? How do you get creative with
that?
Well,
it's, you know what? It's all art, right? Yep. So it's the art of coaching, the art of communication, the art of selling a story, the art of getting kids to buy in, you know, acting. As you know, as I think you've acted before as well, so you can attest to this. Acting is telling the truth in imaginary circumstances. It's being a truth teller. And I have an opportunity every day to get in front of these kids and try to communicate a message to them through acting, through storytelling, through visual pictures, through motivational speeches, through individuals. So the art is actually getting kids to buy in to the program that we're trying to be. And that's the beauty of it. You know, it's coaching is not a linear thing. It's not stagnant. It's not like, okay, A, B, C, D, here's the process. There is a process. But my process is different from Deion's. My process is different from Nick Saban's. My process is different from Ryan Day's. Our backgrounds are completely different. So I'm taking all the stuff that I've done to help these kids learn and to reach their full potential on a consistent basis. And it comes from Shakespeare. It comes from some great artists that I've learned from over the years, my years of acting. I can pull on that chord to say, okay, here's how I'm going to present this. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. There's no shame into saying, you know, I was not good at something. You know, I think eventually when you start something, you're not going to be as good at it as if you don't work on it. You may be talented. You may have a skill set. You may have a talent, but you've got to work on that skill set and cultivate it and develop it daily. And that's the beauty of it. You know what I'm saying? So I embrace it. I embrace the fact that, hey, I fumbled twice as a freshman at Ohio State, not to see the field for 2 years. And that was difficult. You know, I was voted as the worst running back in Ohio State history. Only to emerge as a Heisman Trophy winner 2 years later.
Yeah.
So there's no shame into understanding that, hey, there is failure. Failure is a part of the process. Failure is a part of winning. The only way you fail, truly fail, is if you quit, if you stop, if you don't go through that valley. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've learned, and that's what I've learned to embrace.
Mm-hmm. So good. So good. I'm so excited to ask you this question. And I'm glad that you brought up the college career, because I was looking at just some of the history, and the thing that came up for me that I noticed so dramatically is such an increase of production and stats between your sophomore year and your junior year, and then again in your senior year with the reception and then ultimately the Heisman and all that kind of stuff. But what I was curious about while you were chatting was the formula, the process. Like, for someone who's achieved so much, Are you aware of your process and what it is that you're instilling upon these men, or and what it is that you go through when it comes to the different challenges that you face or the different things that you want to achieve?
Wow, great question. Yes, I'm well aware of it. You know, and everything that I've taken on, there has been a growth process. There's been learning lessons. There's been losses. There's been wins. I approach each one of them the same way, you know, by faith. I mean, I wish I had a better answer for you. Something that I can say that I've gone through and I've created. I really, truly have leaned on my faith and my faith in God, my faith in the path, you know, spending more time in the word than anything else. And that gets me through it. I mean, even during the season, as I speak right now, I'm in the eye of the storm, you know, dealing with some family issues. You know, I had a couple of deaths in the family in the last 2 weeks. Two family members have passed away. One was murdered. Another one was taken off life support, both very young in life. Lost a coordinator that I just hired back in the 2 weeks ago. So, you know, that you throw that in the mix, I had to find a new coordinator relatively fast, according to where we are as going into spring ball. So a lot of it in dealing with adversities is drawing me closer to my purpose and my relationship with Christ and my relationship with God. And that's where I see the growth in me, you know, because sometimes, especially as a man, especially as playing football, we can take on the weight of the world and we feel like we can man up and not show emotion and you'll get through it. You'll man up and get through it. Well, you know, that's not always true. You know, there are times when I'm in my quiet moments, man, I'm in my office crying or praying or whatever that is, releasing it and trying to find a way, trying to find an understanding. So going back to my sophomore year, you talk about being at Ohio State, I thought about transferring. I thought about leaving and going the other way, jumping in the portal. But something in my spirit was like, nah, your greatness is right here. And it's going to turn around and face this obstacle and go through it, because the obstacle is the way to greatness. That is where it's on the other side of that was the Heisman, was the a rookie of the year, was getting drafted in the 14th pick, and all of that led to that by turning around and facing that obstacle. So I've learned to do that, and that's all been truly been by faith.
Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
What's shaking, Eddie? You've inspired me today, man. For real. And
The guy next to you, I just want to speak to this Bucky. For a second.
Bucky,
Steven Jackson. He is first of all a monster. Okay,
yeah.
he's a future Hall of Famer as well, and I'm really proud of him because he went to the school of architecture. Did you get your degree, by the way?
I didn't finish in architecture. I didn't finish it in architecture. I finished my degree, though. I did. I finished my education.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what, man? When I heard that, I was like, that is awesome, because there aren't many, first of all, running backs that are 6'3", you know, 245 pounds, that studied landscape architecture and wanted to study architecture. And, you know, I think that is something that's unheard of. So the guy you're sitting next to gets it, he understands it, and he stressed beyond his comfort zone as well when it comes to life. So you sit next to an incredible Renaissance man as well.
That's beautiful, man. You actually laid it up for me with the landscape architecture, because I caught that when you mentioned that early on. You know, and it's like one of the things, because, I mean, we get your bio, and of course, it's all highlights, right? This is the highlight reel. Mm-hmm. And you talk about landscape architecture where you got your ass kicked. You know, I'm wondering, yeah, you know, how many of those other moments, and what's one that really shaped you? I don't know, maybe you auditioned for Aaron Burr, right, in Hamilton. I don't know, and you didn't get it. You look like you'd be good right next to Lin-Manuel, for real.
You know what's funny? I did audition for you. It's funny. I'm like, damn, how did you find that out? I read for George Washington.
Really?
Actually.
Nice.
Yeah, I did. I did. I went in there, and clearly I didn't get it. But it was it was the tail end of their run, and they were starting to incorporate other cast members in it. And I remember watching it on Broadway, and I was like, man, that would look like a lot of fun. But, you know, I think a couple of the notes I didn't hit, which was cool.
He gets up there.
Yep. It's a great story. I tried it. It didn't work, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine.
And where did that lead you?
As far as what, not getting it?
Yeah, right on. What was the next step?
The next step was going back to Chicago and doing Chicago on Broadway, going right back up the street and doing Billy Flynn. You know, that was it. And here it is, man. You know, as an actor, you're going to get a bunch of no's. That's going to happen. I mean, you have to learn how to take rejection. You know, even as an entrepreneur, you have to learn how to take rejection. You're going to get 1,000 no's. All it takes is that one yes that can be your breakthrough, and that's what you're working for. So it's understanding that the no's, the rejections, it's all information for you to get the next opportunity. And you can't take it personally. You know, acting is different. You may have the talent, but you may not fit the role. You know, I'm 6'3", 240 pounds, and I'm African-American. They might be looking for somebody that's 5'10", 140 pounds, who's alto or who fits in with the cast better. Or it might be a costume thing. So you can't take it, the talent, you know, necessarily that they're not talented enough for the opportunity. You might not be the right fit. It might not be the right time. It might not be the right opportunity. So it's just continuing to honor the craft, continue to work on your craft, continue to be a student of the craft, and that's it.
You are a perfect fit for us here on Office Hours, Eddie George. You are a true Renaissance man, reminded that it's the wisdom and the faith that shortens the distance of resistance in our lives. If we have open hearts, open hands, and an open mind, which Eddie George has always had. Thank you so much for pouring into us. We wish you the best of luck. Being a former agent, I'll work on the senior Jackson over here and elevate Tennessee's backfield. 250 pounds running a 4.3.
If your son wants the ball 45 times a game, come see me. I promise you he's going to get that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll see you in the national championship at Tennessee State University.
All right, David. Y'all take care.
You got it. Thank you, Eddie. Take care. Bless you. The incredible Eddie George on Office Hours.